A lot of research studies have attempted to find out whether having children makes people happy or miserable. Right now, a new book called All Joy and No Fun by Jennifer Senior on this issue is getting a lot of buzz. Some time ago, when Senior had recently published an article of the same title and I had just read some research on this issue, I decided to explore parenthood and happiness myself. In a very unscientific fashion, starting at my own house on a weekend morning. It's Saturday morning, 6:49, and I'm not happy. I got to bed really late last night. Both kids, of course, woke up shortly after 6, so I'm tired. Are you happy?
Yes.
Why are you happy?
Because I am happy.
What makes you happy, Julius?
Milk.
Milk. To be three again. But, you know, even though I was tired and cranky on Saturday morning, I was not unhappy. In fact, hearing my son say that he's happy instantly improved my mood. And in general, I'm very happy, but feel frazzled by the constant demands of motherhood. Writer Jennifer Senior nailed this sentiment in her New York Magazine article called All Joy and No Fun. She says when you're a parent,
your moment-to-moment well-being goes down.
It sure does, agrees my neighbor, J.J. Shirley.
I can wake up in a fabulous mood in the morning, and by the time we hit breakfast, I'm, like, ready to kill everybody in my house.
But, says Jennifer Senior, those wild mood swings don't mean parents are not happy.
There's lots of evidence to suggest that children are a very good buffer against all kinds of existential despair.
Senior says studies on happiness can be iffy because researchers' definitions of happiness vary so much, and parenthood has different stages, and parental stress can be a lot worse when just affording food is a struggle. While Senior is skeptical about parents being miserable, she thinks the buzz about these studies can be helpful.
New parents often feel tremendous pressure to enjoy the early days of parenthood when, in fact, they are very, very hard. And so if they read studies saying that they might not be so happy during those years, they could draw encouragement from those studies.
How does the quest for happiness affect couples' decisions to have children or not? My friends Joe and Stephanie Lekas decided not to have kids.
I think we're happy. I don't think children would necessarily make us any happier.
I mean, happiness is kind of a difficult, I don't know. I mean, I could see myself happy with children.
Sure.
But I can't see myself able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
No!
You sure can't, Joe. You sure can't. Here's another complication. As Harvard psychologist Dan Gilbert famously points out in his book, Stumbling on Happiness, we humans are pretty bad at predicting what will make us happy.
Happiness, schmappiness.
Psychologist Dan Gottlieb, a friend and familiar voice on WHYY, refuses to chase that elusive thing called happiness.
The pursuit of it and our focus on it is narcissistic. I don't think that should be the goal in life.
So, what is the goal?
I think the goal in life is to have a good life, rich, filled with love, and have a sense that you're doing something to make the world a better place. And then, happiness is a byproduct of a life well lived.
Richness, fulfillment, love, those terms hit the mark better than happiness when I asked other parents how their kids make them feel.
They really add to my life. I think that they add to my love.
Many people don't choose to have or not have children, and even for those who choose, no study can tell us what our lives would be like if we'd taken the other fork in the road. Would we indeed be happier without kids or with them? On the plus side for parents, especially new parents, they don't have any time to think about such mysteries.
I don't really sit around and say, am I happy?
I don't spend much time thinking about happiness either. I know I feel frustrated a lot, overwhelmed. But amidst the whining, the tantrums, the exhaustion, and the endless messiness of it all, just when I'm about to lose my head, there's this.
I hear you.
And if a researcher called me at that very moment and asked whether my kids make me happy, the answer would be yes. Incredibly happy.
Oh yeah, baby.
back from my house and on to some real science on parenting and happiness. Angus Deaton, a professor of international affairs and economics at Princeton University, recently published a paper on this issue.
I've been interested in life satisfaction for quite a while.
And the question of how kids impact life satisfaction is a big one.
It's been a long-standing issue without much resolution in this literature for a long time.
Deaton's study focused on Americans between the ages of 34 and 46. I asked him how he defined happiness for his research.
Well, I think there's a popular notion of happiness, which is used in a very, very loose sense. And we found it very useful in our work to separate out two different concepts of happiness. One is, how is your life going as a whole? We asked people to imagine a ladder, or at least the Gallup organization asked people to imagine a ladder with steps from 0 to 10, where 0 is the worst possible life for you and 10 is the best possible life for you, and you say where you are. And most people say somewhere around 7, at least in the U.S. And then much later in the survey, you ask them whether they have kids living at home or not, and you sort of link those two things up. We also ask people whether they experienced a lot of happiness yesterday, which gets different answers.
So you looked into both the kind of overall life satisfaction as well as daily emotions.
Right.
So when it came to daily emotions, what did you ask them about?
Well, we asked them a whole bunch of things. I mean, it's really just a yes or no question. Like, did you feel a lot of happiness yesterday? Did you feel a lot of anger yesterday? Did you feel a lot of stress? Did you smile a lot yesterday? And for those, we find that, you know, there are more ups and downs associated. People who have kids tend to, you know, experience more good things and more bad things.
Tell me about the data you used. You mentioned the Gallup organization.
Well, this is something Gallup does in conjunction with HealthWise, and they interview 1,000 people every night in the U.S., and they've been doing this since 2008. So we're now up over 2 million people. In fact, I've actually been in the survey myself, which is the first time I've ever worked on data where I was a data point.
Now tell me what you found. Let's start with the daily emotions. What did you find when you compared parents to non-parents?
One of the things that's important here and perhaps a little bit difficult to explain is that parents are very different from non-parents in lots of ways. You know, they have more money, they're more religious, they're more likely to be married, they're more educated, lots of things like that. And those things have an effect on your well-being independently. So you have to take those into account.
Let me stop you there for a second. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I was not aware. You said parents are more educated, have more money, all of those things?
Yes.
Huh.
Their incomes are about 28% higher, which is, you know, quite a lot. They're 3 percentage points more likely to be college educated. Oh, they're also much healthier.
So you take those factors into account when evaluating the differences. So what did you find when it comes to daily emotions?
The people with kids at home who are in this age range, 34 to 46, are much more likely to experience all of these things, good things as well as bad things.
Happiness, joy, anger, stress, everything.
Yeah.
The whole catastrophe, so to speak.
Well, only part of it is a catastrophe. And I think that corresponds to what most of us would think. I mean, some of the greatest joys in our lives are associated with your kids, or if you're me, with your grandchildren. And they can be pretty irritating at times, too.
And what did you find when it came to overall life satisfaction, the other measure in your study?
Well, again, if you take this same group of adults with children living at home and you don't control for all those other things, they do better. But when you do control for these other things, they do about the same.
So when you control for income, education, those things, it's about the same?
It's pretty much a wash. There's very little difference.
So what do we make out of all of this?
Well, I think you make a lot less out of it than people are likely to. Because some people think, okay, you should put these results up there and tell people that this is the consequence of having children, and then they can affect their decisions. You know, they can think about it. But the truth of that is that's really not right. I mean, for one thing, these are average results. So it could be that, you know, some people have their lives made much better by kids and some people much worse. And you don't know which group you're going to be in.
But even though we can't really say much about it, with research. It seems to be a very tempting subject area for researchers. They keep trying to go at it to get some kind of answer.
Right. There's a whole question of, you know, what is this study of happiness broadly construed? It's interesting, you know, it's interesting to know that people who live in Hawaii are generally happier than people who live in New Jersey, for example.
I can very much imagine that right now, looking at the frozen plains around here.
Right. But I guess what I'm getting to is it's not clear what sort of policy prescription we can come from that. I mean, should we make a big poster up and down the New Jersey Turnpike saying, go to Hawaii and be happy? I don't really think so.
And may I ask you, you mentioned earlier, you were actually a subject in one of these Gallup polls about happiness. So if I may, when you rated your ladder of happiness, where were you?
I can't remember, actually. It was a year or two ago. But it's funny. I think I could find myself in the data, so I'm very tempted to go back and look. But I think about an 8.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Angus Deaton is a professor of economics and international affairs at Princeton University.